This is JIS News. Coming up, British government supports economic reform program. Governor General calls on Jamaicans to support at-risk youth project. And youth and culture minister to lead delegation to 68th session of the United Nations Committee on Child Rights. The news in detail after the break.
Are you an aspiring entrepreneur or existing business owner and need business support? Don't miss the opportunity to strengthen and grow your business at the All Island Mobile Business Clinic, January 27 to 29, NCB Car Park, 68 Great George Street, Saf Lamar, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Register new businesses, get information on financing opportunities, plus free business workshops and networking opportunities. Mobile Business Clinic, January 27 to 29, NCB Saf Lamar, powered by JBDC, Nissan, NCB, DBJ, Columbus Business Solutions, Fair Trading Commission, ACCA, TVJ, and The Gleaner.
Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling our toll-free line 1-888-991-2752 or vote online at www.cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities.
It's time to vote, time to give the winners recognition. The public sector customer service competition is here.
Now the news. British High Commissioner to Jamaica David Fitton says his country is committed to helping Jamaica achieve its long-term fiscal targets. The British government, through its aid provision agency, the Department for International Development, is providing £1,950,000 in grant funding to support the implementation of the government's strategic public sector transformation project.
The support we're offering is very much a vote of confidence in what the government of Jamaica is achieving and hoping to achieve going forward. Is a demonstration of our continuing commitment to Jamaica, to the Jamaican government, and to the reform program that you're embarked on.
The British High Commissioner was speaking at a ceremony for the official signing of the grant funding agreement on Thursday. The government's strategic public sector transformation project seeks to consolidate key agencies and departments in the public sector to facilitate a more enabling environment for private sector growth. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen is encouraging Jamaicans to support the Theodora Project in Negril, which assists vulnerable youth at risk of becoming victims of human trafficking. He pointed out that the support will allow the organization to increase its involvement with at-risk youth and those who are most vulnerable to human trafficking and other forms of exploitation.
Theodora is providing them a second chance through remedial education, skills training, and empowerment. May God bless their work and may the outcome redound to his glory and also to the betterment of Jamaica.
The Governor General was speaking at the National Leadership Prayer Breakfast at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel Thursday under the theme Return, Reconnect, Rebuild with God. Proceeds from the event will go to the Theodora Project in Negril. The Governor General is also calling on the country to return to the core values of respect, discipline, honesty, and good work ethics, which are fundamental pillars of nationhood. Rehabilitation work costing over $24 million is to begin by Wednesday, January 21, on the Old Porous Road in Manchester. State Minister for Transport, Works and Housing Richard Azan says maintenance of the 1.95 kilometers roadway is necessary as it is the only alternative to the main road.
And we have taken the decision at the ministry that we will try to repair this road, because if there is an accident or anything happening on the main road, we use here as a bypass. We expect the project to last at least 3 months, and we are hoping that the work will start next week.
Minister Azan was addressing journalists following a tour of the area on Wednesday. And a delegation led by Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna will this weekend leave Jamaica for Geneva, Switzerland to make a presentation to the 68th session of the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child on January 19 and 20. The delegation comprises representatives from the Ministers of Youth and Culture and National Security, as well as the Child Development Agency. The presentation will be on Jamaica's performance in implementing measures to advance child rights, as outlined in the country's third and fourth periodic reports. Minister Hanna says it will specifically look at the steps taken by her ministry to address issues such as education, health, child abuse, exploitation and child protection, rights and freedoms, family and alternative care. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.